Tales of Apartment Dwellers presents Field Trip.
You sit because that's all you can do right now. You think about texting your boyfriend. You don't because you don't want to be clingy. Besides, you and your couch have a solid arrangement. As long as your bed doesn't find out, everything will be okay. You're not cheating on your bed. That would be ridiculous. Everything is going fast. Too fast. A day feels like a second after the sun goes down. You can't keep up. You want time to slow down. You close your eyes, hard. You concentrate. But when you open them, nothing has happened. You didn't stop time. You get up from the couch. As you do, a small fart escapes your ass. Time stops. But you don't notice because you're thinking about how grateful you are that you live alone. When you finally get out of your head, you notice. Time has stopped. You walk out of your apartment in your underwear just to be sure. Everyone is frozen. Everything is frozen. You go back into your apartment, get dressed, grab your keys, head to your car. You stand in front of your parking spot, annoyed. Right when time stopped, somebody was passing in front of your spot. You're blocked in. You think. You could move the guy over in the seat, then move his car, but that feels like a lot of work right now. You could just sit in his lap and move the car. That thought makes you uncomfortable. You can walk. The second you get out on the street, you regret the decision. You're not in shape. You walk to your boyfriend's house. On your way, you stare at the frozen cars, people, birds. For some reason, the plants don't look like they're frozen. You could have swore one just moved. You decide it might be best not to dwell on that. You reach your boyfriend's house. The door is locked. You peek in through the window. He's sitting at his desk in front of his computer, hunched over. It looks like he's naked. You think he might be watching porn. It looks like he's frozen in time mid-masturbating session. You turn away shaking your head. You're not up for dealing with that right now. You spend the next 3 months exploring. Electronics don't work. You climb into your neighbor's balcony and steal his bike. You go to the ocean to shower in waves mid-break. You shopped at Saks Fifth Avenue in your underwear. You swipe some cute stuff, but take it back a couple weeks later because you feel bad. You scotch tape the tags back on. Every time you have to fart, you get scared time's going to turn back on. It never does. You wake up one day. It's time. You pack up a backpack. You take your neighbor's bike, you head out. You travel the United States. You steal books from libraries, you return them to other libraries. You stay in the suites of the nicest hotels. You eat the food that people ordered at five-star restaurants. Sometimes you pull up a chair and look at the couples on sandy beaches kissing. You think about visiting your parents, but you're pretty sure you can picture exactly what they were doing when time stopped. They haven't really moved for the last 3 years. After 2 months of touring, you make your way to Washington, D.C. It takes days. You go to the White House. You get lost 3 times. Eventually, you find the Oval Office. The president is at his desk in mid-sit-down position. He doesn't look stately or regal. He's pretty much exactly like he is on TV, except frozen. An idea hits you. You check the desk. Nothing. You go on a hunt all throughout the White House. You find what you're looking for. You go back to the Oval Office, back to the half-sitting president. You take a good look at his face. He has a pimple on his chin. You leave a tack on his chair, then decide to go home. When you get back to your apartment, you put your neighbor's bike back. You walk to the beach to take a bath. Then you go to your boyfriend's. You take the spare key from under the doormat and go in. You approach with caution. He's actually not naked. He has on the pair of blue underwear he was wearing the first time. It's not porn on his laptop. You realize you didn't actually take a close look at what was on his laptop. You walk up to see what he's hunched over. His phone is in his lap. He was texting you. He was asking if you wanted to do something that afternoon. That afternoon, time stopped. You put your arms around his shoulders, lean your head against his. You take your phone, which is now full of selfies from different national monuments. You text him asking if he wants to hang out. It doesn't send. You kiss his forehead, smell his hair, then you leave his house. You lock the door, even though it's not going to make a difference. As you make your way back down the street, you feel a massive sneeze coming on. As you sneeze, you also simultaneously fart. Boom. Just like that, time is back on. You're dizzy from all the sudden motion around you. It takes a moment to adjust. You forgot what sound was like. You turn around, walk back up the driveway, and knock on his door.
You've been listening to a performance of Field Trip, written by Haley Shannon, read by Ashlyn Zerilgan. Tales of Apartment Dwellers is produced by Alyssa Wilkins and Haley Shannon. Artwork by Jillian Allen. Tales of Apartment Dwellers is a Blue Peaks production. Follow us on Instagram at Blue Peaks Productions.